I wanted to be able to talk to people who have trade jobs and make records with them. I want to do more records with, you know, carpenters, electricians, people who specialize in even more bizarre trades that are off the beaten path.
Tell me if this is a true story or not, because I've carried this around in my head. It makes me smile. And this may be your attraction to craftspeople as well, which is you were a craftsperson. You did furniture. You did upholstery. Yeah. Your furniture place was what?
Third Man Upholstery.
And its slogan was...
Your furniture is not dead.
And Third Man Records slogan is?
Your turntable's not dead.
Love that. And the story that...
I don't know what I'd do if I'm going to open up a funeral home. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Your brother's not
your
dead.
Your mom's dead, man. You
know? Well, don't do that then.
Okay.
your sandwich is not dead might work, or your your dry cleaning's not dead might work. Yeah. So I was told that you would write either things that you heard on NPR or poems you'd write on scraps of paper as you were doing upholstery and stuff it into furniture. Is that a true story? Is that
Yeah, most of the stuff I wrote was on the wood frame inside the furniture. Because I thought something hit me. I was a teenager. I was apprenticing in Detroit at an upholstery shop, and I said to the guy, Brian Muldoon, who was teaching me, I said, how come we don't... write notes to each other, upholsterers. We're the only ones who see the insides of this furniture. We should have so many inside jokes and things we could write. You know, this guy was a jerk. He wouldn't pay for this, and so we you know. But you know, like, we should be telling each other what was the story on these couches. So I started to write a little bit of, like, well, this is where I got this chair, and that the person who hired me to do it. I would write a little bit of that. Maybe on the other side, underneath, I'd hide a poem or something like that. And then we started to. The zenith of that was Brian and I, who had a band called The Upholsterers, for the 25th anniversary of his shop, we made 100 pieces of vinyl. We made a record that we stuffed into furniture that you could only get if you ripped the furniture open.
Oh,
we even made it on clear vinyl with transparency covers, so you couldn't even, we thought, oh, you couldn't even x-ray it to see if it was in there. And, you know, I mean, I'm talking about really, I mean, stuff, you might even rip open a couch and think it's not there, you know, because it's inside the foam, sliced inside the foam and slid in there. I mean, we really went to great lengths to ensure that possibly no one will ever hear a record, you know. But it's there. It's so great. It's there. There's 100 pieces of furniture out there that have those records, and maybe one day someone will find them.
No one's found one yet?
No one's found one yet.
How would they even know to begin to look?
They could say that they know the upholstery shop, but his was Muldoon Studio, but I don't know if but see, they could rip open something that's totally there's no record in there, and they would be very unhappy. My guess is what's going to happen is it's going to be passed down a generation, and some upholsterer will reupholster it 40 years from now and pull the record out and throw it away. You know, that's probably what's going to happen.
That's so sad.
But there's a beauty to it too, and I just a really compelling idea.
Do you ever miss working with your hands that way? Do you ever want to go back and do craft? Is there something in your day-to-day, in your life today, that you do that?
I just rebuilt my upholstery shop last year, so I saved all my tools, were in storage, and my cutting table and my sewing machine. I mean, so I rebuilt my shop finally, so I can do it. I'm doing it again.
Wow. Now, would you do this for hire, for yourself? Would you take just your own furniture and?
I'd like to do a couple of things. I'd like to just do it for myself and from people I know, and I might do it. Like, it'd be hard to sort of put an ad out there, you know.
Yeah. But yeah. Right.
I don't have the time to do it for a living anymore. But I just do, maybe just do it for people I know.
There is that.
It would be nice to do a project. We did a record with Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and I asked her about the settee she's always sat on, the famous couch. I said, man, I'd really love to upholster that for you. I'd love to know that. And she said, oh, come on, Jack. If you would have met me a month ago, I just had that thing reupholstered for the first time ever. I got so mad. I almost went, told her, can I just redo it? Can I just rip it off and redo it?
Did they do a nice job?
Yeah, they did a good job. Oh. It was okay. Yeah, you know. But I offered a upholsterer Conan O'Brien's chair for his new TV show, but they didn't want to use a upholstered chair. I think they wanted something different. But yeah, it would be nice to do some projects like that.
Robin Hilton, any thoughts?
Hey, Jack. You know, something I thought was really interesting that you included on the recordings with Amy Walker and Jerry King is, you know, we're listening to you talk to them, and it sounds very much like an interview. And I think I'm hearing news. This is just a factual news interview. But you end the interviews by asking them if everything that they told you is true. Mm-hmm. And it suddenly made me go back and question everything that I had just heard. And it sort of turned it into art more than mm-hmm. an interview. Was that your intent, or what were you thinking when you asked them that?
That was just a question I threw out at the first Green Series record we did at this guy, B.P. Fallon. I said, is everything you said today true? It wasn't the last question I'd asked him. It was in the middle. And he said, it was like a second pause, like he was thinking about it. And then he said yes. And I thought, that's a great way to end the record. And it just became a tradition. Now I ask that to everybody, because it's amazing how you'd think that the response would be everyone would quickly say yes, yes, yes. But they don't. I mean, people question themselves. And Amy Walker, who does all the accents, I said, is everything you said today true? And she said, oh, it's all true, darling. And it was great. You know, and she's not telling you the truth. She's putting on a fake accent right. to tell you it's all true. How beautiful is that? You know, yeah. So it's a nice thing to see how people, you know, even Jerry King, a Southern gentleman, you know, is everything you said true today? So, yes, sir. You know, but it's a nice question to be able to ask.
So, Jack White, has everything you said today been true?
I think so. I'll say I think so.